We've been talking about how God desires that we get rid of every inconsistency in our lives. Now, that doesn't mean that we're supposed to be perfect, but it does mean that we are conscious of how our lives are being received by the world around us. The big question for us, are we a fragrance of Christ? We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks. That's His desire. Or are we like dead flies in the perfume? Remember the verse that we looked at in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1. Dead flies make a perfumer's oil stink. So a little foolishness is weightier than wisdom and honor. Last week, we talked about greed. And we saw that Jesus has told us that we're to beware of every form of greed. Now, that's important for our own lives, our own personal lives, but it's also important for our testimony, isn't it? The world knows, at least somewhat, how we are to live our lives as Christ followers, and they spot the inconsistency right away. Actually, and we talked about this last week, I believe people, or at least many people, most people, really want to see us living according to the teachings of Jesus. And we can, because of the power of Christ that lives inside of us. It's part of being born again. It's part of being regenerated. And much of the world, I think, would love to live according to the teachings of Jesus as well. But they can't unless Jesus comes to live inside of them. And that's part of the message that we must take to the world. But it means our living as disciples of Jesus in our words, in our actions, and in our attitudes. Our testimony opens the door for them to see Christ and His power. So let's turn to another area today, which also needs to be a characteristic of a follower of Jesus, a disciple of Jesus, and that is integrity. So, what is integrity? There's no simple definition because it includes so much. It's being honest, speaking the truth, and that's usually where we probably would tend to kind of go to at first in trying to define integrity. It means also not allowing any deceit in anything that we say or do. It means that we're not fakes, we're not phonies. We're the real, we're genuine. In Hebrew, the word for integrity and the word for blameless are actually interchangeable. The same Hebrew word. And literally, it means to be whole, to be complete, and without defect. So, we can speak of the integrity, for example, of a piece of gold. And if we say it's got integrity, it means that there is no mixture. It's complete. It's whole. Without defect. It's 100% gold. Integrity means without hypocrisy. Having integrity, and let's say it again, doesn't mean that we're perfect. We all make mistakes. We're all going to sin. But there's no deceit about our lives. We're not pretending to be someone we aren't. We're not pretending to be better than anyone else. We're not pretending to be perfect. So humility ends up being a very major part of integrity as well. So it means we ask forgiveness, we confess our sins when necessary. Actually, and we're going to see this a little bit later, pride does not fit in with integrity. The two are incompatible. Humility goes with integrity. So, what do the scriptures say about integrity? There are a lot of passages, and in these passages, we can see a little bit more about what integrity is. So, I'd like for us to start off with Psalm 15. We're just going to kind of read through it, and I'm just going to make a few comments. I encourage you to go back over these later. First one, O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy hill? I mean, that's a question that all of us should be asking. How can I be in your presence? And how can I stay in your presence, Lord? And the answer is really the next four verses. You know, It's a very short psalm here. And how does the answer begin? Verse 2, he who walks with integrity. That's the way it starts off. I mean, it's not just think about integrity, but it's walking in integrity. And there's a big difference. And works righteousness. In other words, action is required, isn't it? And as we go through this psalm in the next few verses, we can see a fuller explanation of what integrity is. It includes so much. Let's kind of look at it. It says, okay, he speaks truth in his heart. I like that because integrity begins in the heart. And we're going to see as we go through some of these passages that the heart and integrity always are connected because integrity flows out of our heart. Then it says, he does not slander with his tongue. He does no evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend. He in whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord. He swears to his own hurt and does not change. I like that. You know, he swears to his own hurt. What does that mean? That means he will take the blame if necessary in order to see others not hurt. He doesn't change. This is a person that's dependable, reliable, faithful, consistent. He's not saying one thing one day and something else the next day. He's consistent. And then it goes on and says, he does not put out his money at interest, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. In other words, he cares for the innocent. And there's integrity concerning financial things with his money. You know, this is a person, this is a great description of someone who walks in integrity. And the person who does these things, what does it say? That last phrase, he who does these things will never be shaken. I like that. That person never will be shaken if he walks in integrity. And this is the person, going back to verse 1, that's going to abide in his tent, that's going to live on his holy hill. I mean, such a promise for those who walk in integrity. Let's go to Psalm 24. And let's start in verse 3. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who may stand in his holy place? Same question, isn't it? And the answer is the same as well. Now, in this passage, it doesn't say the word integrity, but it mentions the same characteristics of walking in integrity. So it says, he who has clean hands, the person who has a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul to falsehood, and he has not sworn deceitfully. In other words, integrity and falsehood both, they begin in the heart, don't they? And it flows out of the heart. So we need to make sure that we're walking in integrity. And it says, he's not spoken deceitfully. In other words, there's not always an angle or another motivation. What a person who walks in integrity, when he speaks, it's genuine, it's real, it can be, there's no spin to it. You can trust what he or she says. And the promise, what does it say? He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, as well as, what does it say? Ascending into the hill of the Lord and standing in his holy place. You know, this is the person who walks in integrity. Let's go to chapter 25, just the next chapter over. And let's look at verse 20 and 21. It says, guard my soul and deliver me. Do not let me be ashamed, for I take refuge in him, in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. So this is talking about, Lord, the prayer here is, Lord, I want you to guard my soul. And I know one of the ways you're going to do that is let integrity and uprightness preserve me. So he realizes here, the writer, and I believe this is David as well. In fact, all these psalms that we're reading today are written by David. You know, he realizes that integrity is necessary for the health of my soul. And if I don't have integrity, my soul is going to be tormented. It's going to just be bashed around, tossed here and there. But if we want to have a soul that is secure, that's happy, that's settled, then it means walking in integrity. Psalm 26. And really, the whole chapter is about integrity, too. Let's just read the first couple of verses. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. There it is again. And I've trusted in the Lord without wavering. See, that's part of being integrity is you don't go here and there. You're not tossed around by your desires, your emotions, and the spin that you put on things. You are genuine. You're solid, you know, without defect. It's kind of like that piece of gold. When we talk about the integrity of a piece of gold, we're talking about it's genuine all the way through. And then in verse 2 it says, examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and my heart. The cry of David is, Lord, I want you to examine me. I want to make sure that I'm walking in the integrity in my heart. You know, I want to be trusting you. And by the way, you know, this psalm keeps going on. In fact, maybe we'll just read a couple more. It says, verses, and it's not up here. For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I've walked in your truth. I will not sit with deceitful men, nor will I go out with pretenders, you know, those who pretend to be somebody. I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I shall wash my hands in innocence, and I'll go about your altar, O Lord. And then in verse 11, it keeps going. Verse 11, he says, but as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Actually, I think this would be a good psalm, as well as going over all of them, for you just to look at it later. It's another description of integrity. One more psalm. And by the way, we're not looking at all the psalms that talk about, or all the passages that talk about integrity, but I want you to see that integrity means a lot to God. And it's the secret to what? A life of blessing? A life that's lived in the presence of God. It's a life that's not going to be shaken. It's walking in integrity. So let's look at Psalm 101. And I want to just remind you again that the words for integrity and blameless or blamelessness are interchangeable. Same Hebrew word. And I also want you to note as we go through this, the focus is on the heart. Over and over, and we've already seen it in the other psalms. So this psalm is really a declaration by David that I will walk in integrity in all my house, and I'll only walk with those who practice integrity. That's how important integrity is. It's not just for us, but it's also all those that I associate with, that I walk with. Okay, So let's just start in verse 1. I will sing of loving kindness and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praises. I will give heed to the blameless way. Or literally, you could say, the way of integrity. When will you come to me? Because he sees that integrity in his life and the Lord coming to us and being with us and speaking to us, they're connected. Then he goes on and says, I will walk within my house in the integrity of my heart, or the blamelessness of my heart. Again, emphasis, focus on the heart. I will set no worthless thing before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It will not fasten its grip on me. In other words, all the others, we live in a world where integrity is it's not a virtue at all, but we're not going to let what the world is doing fasten its grip on us. We're going to keep away from all that. We're going to remain steadfast in our integrity. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will know no evil. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. And he who has a haughty look and an arrogant heart will I endure. No one who has a haughty look or an arrogant heart will I endure. Again, we see the same themes in all this. Practicing deceit, falsehood, slander, our neighbor, those who have a haughty look or an arrogant heart. Remember, arrogance, pride does not go with integrity. They're incompatible. Then it goes on, it says, he who practices deceit shall not dwell within my house. In other words, if you practice deceit, I'm not going to have anything to do with you. I mean, and of course, he's not saying I'm not going to be polite to you or reach out to you with the gospel or something like that. But he's saying, as far as those that I surround myself with, those who I walk with, those who I want in my house, the person who practices the deceit, he's not going to live here. He who speaks falsehood shall not maintain his position before me. There it is again. Falsehood, deceit, slander, all these things over and over and over. This is what makes up integrity. Now, I know we live in a world where these things are rampant. In fact, it's accepted now. But for us as disciples of Jesus, we need to take the position of David. And we say, these things we will not allow in our lives or the people that we hang out with. Every morning I will destroy all the wicked of the land, so as to cut off from the city of the Lord all those who do iniquity. Wow, this is a powerful psalm. It's beautiful. And it's stating, it's a declaration to be steadfast in integrity. I think it's also interesting that, you know, that last part, all those who do iniquity, sometimes we think of those who do iniquity as being people who are very evil, wicked, and it's true. But notice that he equates iniquity with those who lack integrity. Falsehood, deceit, secret slandering your neighbor. And David, he's king at this time when he wrote this. And basically, he's saying, I'm going to pursue diligently integrity. And I'm going to surround myself with those who practice integrity as well. So what have we seen today? You know, we're going to continue this next week. But so far, what have we seen? Because I think it's important before we take this a little bit further and start talking about our own lives, we need to have a good understanding. First of all, we've seen what integrity is through many passages. It's staying away from what? Any falsehood, any deceit, slander, speaking evil of others, pride, arrogance. Those are the things we see over and over. And it's keeping our heart far away from these things as well. So first of all, we've seen what integrity is. And second, we've seen integrity is very important to God. Is where he chooses to bless. It is those who practice integrity who will come into his presence and remain in his presence. This person who practices integrity will never be shaken. You know, it's the door by which we see his loving kindness. Actually, that's in Psalm 26. We didn't really go into that, but we see his loving kindness as we practice integrity. Isn't that enough to convince you that this is the road we need to be traveling? The road of integrity? I think it is. And David gives an example of someone who feels so strongly about integrity that he'll only surround himself with those who walk that way. He'll cut off those who slander. You know, he'll cut off those who speak falsehood and who practice deceit. Those who have an arrogant heart. And this is what God is calling us to do as well, especially as we enter this period of the last days. May his light shine on every place in our life that lacks integrity. As Psalm 26, verse 2 says, examine me, O Lord. And I think that's what God wants us to be doing. So next week, we're going to talk more about integrity. We're going to get actually a little bit more personal. But I think it's important we know clearly what is integrity and what isn't integrity. And we also need to know that, hey, listen, the road to blessing, the road to being in his presence, the road of seeing his loving kindness, you know, and not being shaken is related to our walking in integrity. Let's pray. Oh, Father, we ask that you would open our eyes to see the value that you place on integrity. Too often, Lord, these have become areas in our lives that we kind of easily excuse by, well, that's the way everyone is. No, Lord, we want to walk in integrity. Lord, as David prayed in Psalm 26, we pray, examine us, Lord. Examine me, O Lord. Let us see that the blessing of the Christian life falls on those who walk in integrity. And Lord, we purposely reject all deceit, all falsehood, all slander, all pride and arrogance, and replace these things, Lord, with an integrity that just flows from our heart. Thank you, Lord. We ask these things now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I want to again encourage you to go back through these Psalms. I put them all pretty close together. This Psalm 15, 24, 25, 26, 101. They're all written by David. Take time to read these again, to study them, to meditate on them, because this is so important for us to get. Because it's directly linked to the success and the blessing in the Christian life. Okay? Amen. Okay, just as far as announcements go, we just, you know, the giving of tithes and offerings, you can do that through our app. Here's the, you know, the information there. And we just want to encourage everyone to pursue Him and pursue this walk of integrity. Amen.